This is Smart City Dialogue, the podcast of the International Smart Cities Network, in short ICN. We are Julia Brennauer and Sebastian Fritz, and in our last episodes, we talked with our network partners from India, Peru, and Mexico about digital transformation and citizen participation in cities. Our guest today is Claudius Lieben from the city of Hamburg, Germany.
Claudius Lieben has been working for the Public Authority for Urban Development and Housing in Hamburg since 2008. Since 2011, he has been head of the department Urban Workshop and Participation, which promotes a transparent and participatory planning culture in Hamburg. Claudius is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Federal Association for Housing and Urban Development in Germany, and a member of the Bertelsmann Foundation's Alliance for Diverse Democracy. He is scientifically engaged in the further development of methods for digital participation. So welcome, Claudius. It's really nice to have you here.
Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you, Julia. I'm very happy to be with you here today and to talk about digital citizen participation.
Last time we talked to Gabriela from the Planning and Management Institute of the Metropolitan Area of Guadalajara, IMEPLAN, in Mexico, and she told us about the cooperation between Guadalajara and the city of Hamburg, where you developed a tablet for public participation and a software, which then were transferred from Hamburg to Guadalajara. And all of this happened in the framework of the International Urban Cooperation Program of the European Union, in short, IUC. So our first question would be if you could tell us a bit more about the IUC program of the European Union and particularly the cooperation with Guadalajara.
Yes, we are in cooperation with Guadalajara since 2018, and this International Urban Cooperation Program of the EU consists of city pairings. For instance, it's Hamburg, Guadalajara, or Austin and Bologna, or Zaragoza and Chihuahua. So it's cities of North America in this case, which includes Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And we have defined with Guadalajara some topics of debate and knowledge exchange. For us, this was urban planning, urban waste management, and citizen participation. And so we had some mutual visits. So we went to Guadalajara and they visited Hamburg, and we learned from each other's strategies and measures, and stepwise we deepened our mutual understanding and came to points of cooperation. In our case, it is this digital citizen participation, where we developed, coming from an online participation tool, now tools for digital on-site participation, so digitized workshops, and that works with touch tables and tablets. There we have a system, and they have adapted that and brought it to action in a new context of urban green management.
Well, that's really interesting and already quite exciting outcomes of this cooperation. From the perspective of the city of Hamburg, what did you already learn from the cooperation so far? And did it also have an impact on citizen participation processes in your city then?
We have learned that Guadalajara has a quite advanced GIS system and very well current data sets about urban planning, certainly because they have a very modern planning administration, the IMEPLAN, and also very ambitious plans for the improvement of the urban waste management. Regarding the involvement of citizens into the urban planning, they focus on the volunteer citizen as a sensor, so that citizens trace and give information about the situation of trees and urban green spaces, and that they are provided with microcomputers, with Arduino tools to be able to deliver these information. And that was an interesting approach for us, and we may in further steps also come to such applications and integrating the citizen as a sensor on a volunteer basis.
And do you have any other international cooperations in, like, particularly in the field of citizen participation?
We are in discussion with the city of Barcelona regarding digital citizen participation on sustainable urban mobility, a project in the EIT context, and with the city of Vienna, together with the Austrian Institute of Technology. Also there, they consider intensifying their digital methods in citizen participation for urban planning. And just at the moment, we were in contact with the IUC for some webinar on corona mitigation strategies, where European cities report about their experiences and mitigation strategies currently developed, and to transfer this information to Northern American, to US cities. It will take place just on next Tuesday.
And apart from international corporations, the city of Hamburg also takes part in the national dialogue platform Smart Cities of the German Federal Ministry of the Interior, Building and Community. And in this way, Hamburg has been involved in the development of the German Smart City Charter. One of the key guidelines in the Smart City Charter states that digital transformation requires transparency, participation and co-creation. What does that mean for you in practice, and what could we learn from your city?
Yeah, these principles are also very important for us in urban planning, because especially larger scale urban development projects change the living environment of the citizens and have an impact on their daily lives. And so it is very important to have a transparent information about these developments, and also to open them to the influence of the citizens, and in good case to enable points of co-creation where the ideas and needs of the citizens can be integrated into these plannings and give them a chance to really influence the outcome. And our tools of digital citizen participation, they are able to show a lot of urban data about environment, about traffic, about the built structures of the city, the 3D model. And so with our touch tables, we are in events, information events or workshop events, and by that way have open up a window of for the practical aspects of digitization, so that this becomes visual and also tangible for the citizens. So I think these principles are very important for smart city development, and from our way of work, we try to bring this also into practical use.
Talking about practical use, you already gave us some ideas of what tools you are using and also pointed at the outcomes and benefits. But can you elaborate a bit more how you actually manage to involve citizens on the ground? And are there also challenges involved? In example, with regard to a digital divide in a society, how can you ensure then that no one is left behind?
There are certainly these challenges, but let me first elaborate on how we involve citizens in urban planning and development. The citizen participation in urban planning is an established method since nearly 3 or 4 decades, and also online participation as one tool, as one channel of communication with the citizens, has established itself in the last 5 to 8 years, I could say. So we use online participation on a regular basis since 2016. We have developed with our geoinformation company a proprietary tool with which we do these processes, or which can use the districts and boroughs of Hamburg, and also public companies and agencies. And we have meanwhile now more than 40 digital supported participation processes. And that opens up an additional channel in the communication. The regular mode is to work with information events, with workshops, and also with visiting participation, visiting schools, visiting homes for elderly, for instance, to reach people who would otherwise not come to the events. Digital tools, they're especially suitable for parents, for instance, who won't visit such events in the evenings because they care for their children, or also people with a dense work schedule who may not additionally attend these sessions, and they have the opportunity to participate, to contribute their ideas or preoccupations or critique online via the interfaces. So the digital divide, of course, or for certain, is a topic there. We see in all analog processes that we have a few citizens with a migrant background. We have a few very young people, mostly the average age is 50 plus. And while digital citizen participation is not automatically the way to counter these imbalances, I hope and I'm optimistic that the youth is good, or it's possible to reach the younger part of the population with digital tools. And we had already some processes where it was about music clubs, the location of new music clubs, where we had a very young group of participants. But the openness to citizens with not the full ability of to speak German, for instance, that is a topic and will cost more development, more work to broaden the outreach in these directions. But anyhow, the online tools are an additional channel and help reaching more groups than would we do with the analog face-to-face events itself or on their own.
And I think it would be nice to hear your opinion, because the current coronavirus pandemic, it might even give potential to broaden the outreach even of the digital participation. I mean, it influences all our lives these days. This is why we were unfortunately not able to meet in person as well and meet here in this virtual space. And in your opinion, Claudius, how does and how will the COVID-19 pandemic influence citizen participation processes in cities or in your city?
The COVID-19 pandemic has certainly an impact on citizen participation. And at the moment, we see a growing interest in digital participation opportunities. And we have already substituted events with online participation. And also the first informations event had been streamed online. And as we have planned more events for the next months, we are also considering now to do it in a way that we have an event with few citizens and do an online broadcasting in parallel. And so it should be possible to maintain this contact with the citizens and the transparent information about the processes, which we can't stop. We don't want to stop all the development projects that are underway. But we want also to maintain the closeness and the information and the opportunity of feedback for the citizens. And there, the digital participation tools offer opportunities. We also have to improvise and within a short time to adopt new methods and, well, also for the citizens, of course, this is a challenge to get used to these new opportunities. But I think we all learn also a lot in these times and adopt to new methods of communicating and cooperating.
So you just mentioned that you want to maintain closeness with the society. And this is usually a major advantage for municipalities to be in direct contact with their citizens in order to create mutual understanding in planning and decision-making processes. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, the direct face-to-face contact is widely interrupted. So to what extent can this be replaced by digital tools, and what are your approaches to maintaining the closeness to citizens?
Well, it will probably not be the same as an face-to-face event, but we already tried out methods of streaming a information event or a debate, and opening the opportunity to ask questions digitally via Slido, for instance, and so that the questions of the audience, of the remote audience, is live displayed into the auditorium on location. And also that other users may vote which questions they consider most important, and by that way have a dynamic discussion with an audience and also with as an audience on site and with a remote audience who can participate through their smartphones. And that is an interesting way, and also in the discussion, fruitful management of the feedback. But of course, the challenge of not being in direct personal touch remains, and we can just hope that within the next months we will be able to get back to really the mode of directly communicating and contacting each other.
All right, this sounds like a very important point. So digital participation presents complementary or additional tool in public participation processes that can help us to reach out to a wider community and different or new parts of the society. But at the same time, it cannot replace direct face-to-face contact. We have then one last question for you that is linked to the aspect of reaching out to the citizens in times of COVID-19. We were wondering in how far citizen engagement and crowd intelligence or so can also support the city in crisis management and containment of the pandemic.
Yeah, I have considered which could be the answer to this question. And I must say that for a quick reaction and support in crisis management, citizen engagement, we have not yet found a way to operationalize that. We have discussed the question with the City Science Lab of the Harbor City University, with which we cooperate in some projects. But for a quick reaction and for a broader public debate about which spots in the city do you like most now for being outside, but this would mobilize a lot of people maybe to these spots, and that would be not the outcome that we should have. And so this is a question I must look on from another perspective, and so not in the moment right now, but considering the next months or years even, I think digital participation channels can increase the resilience of our democratic political system, because it allows us to maintain contact and debate with the citizens on local topics, being around mobility or urban green or other questions of development. And being in contact digitally without having to meet physically. And I think this is important, but because otherwise the administration would have to do its job and to continue developing many things and taking many decisions, but with fewer interfaces and communication channels to the citizenry. And so we hope and we promote the use of the digital tools to offer as much information and as much interaction as possible. And we see that there is a increasing openness in our administration in using these tools.
Thank you, Claudius. I think there will be still a lot of interesting aspects to talk about with you. But with regard to the time, we're afraid we have to end our interview at this point. We just wanted to say thank you for this really interesting conversation and for sharing this insight with us. We appreciate it and hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Maybe some last words from your side?
I just would like to thank you for this interview and for the very interesting questions you brought up. And I hope that we can go on with our cooperation with Guadalajara, which was kind of a pilot, and we'll look to broaden it to other cities in the EU context. And well, it is a thing for all of us, a hope that we learn now a lot about digitization and give it a fast forward, and also are able to take up our life habits that we lived before the corona pandemic as soon as possible.
So this was our talk with Claudius Lieben from the city of Hamburg on digital citizen participation, in particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. In case you want to learn more about the activities of the ISCN, please visit smart-city-dialogue.de. We hope you enjoyed listening to our podcast. Thanks for listening and goodbye.